In the gospel reading today, our Lord begins by telling his disciples that they are the salt of the earth. But then he says, but if salt loses its strength, with what can it be salted? Well, the wonderful thing on one hand is that salt can't lose its strength. Salt is salt. It can't ever not be salt. And so if you leave your salt on the shelf for the next 20 years and you pull it down, it's still going to taste like salt. That's a good thing for all of us, because every one of us has been baptized into Jesus Christ, and every one of us, therefore, is called to be this salt of the earth. Some of us maybe haven't always done that so well. Maybe some of us have completely fallen away from our faith. Thanks be to God, when we went back up on the shelf 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 years later, it was still salty, and the Lord can still make use of it. And that's what we have to be able to recognize too with anyone else who has fallen away. We see what they're doing out there, and it's tragic. It's horrible for their souls. It's horrible for the people around them. They're called to be the light of the world, and they're bringing darkness instead. Maybe just like what we used to do before we came back to the Lord. So how can we condemn anybody else? We can condemn what they're doing. But if we're going to be standing in condemnation of them, then we realize that we're standing in condemnation of our own self, because we did similar things. But the salt is still there. And the tragedy for these people, us or them, is when the judgment comes, if we die and we're not in the state of grace, what's going to happen? We are going to be thrown out and trodden underfoot. Trodden under the foot of demons. We're going to be trodden under the foot of human beings who never knew Jesus and who were never baptized. Because remember, the Lord said that from those to whom more has been given, more is going to be expected. Pagans were never baptized. Pagans never knew the Lord. They're not held to as high of an accountability. You and I will be. And therefore, if we wind up in hell, we're going to be in a much deeper place than most pagans will be, because we're held to a higher accountability. So literally, if that's the case, we will be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Now, there is the old saying that the floor of hell is lined with the skulls of bishops, so at least you can take solace in the fact you might not be at the deepest place. But that's not a whole lot of solace right now. But what it does do is to tell us that we need to continue to push forward. We need to strive for growth in holiness. You can't make salt saltier, and you can't make salt less salty. So it's all there. Everything that God has given to you is still there. If you look back on your sins and you think, oh, there's no hope for me. Yeah, there is. Because nothing that God has asked has gone away. The call to you for holiness is still there. And if you have been a horrible sinner, what that means is that you have the capacity to be a great saint. If we only sin in a mediocre way, we're only going to be a saint in a mediocre way. But if we're big sinners, we can become big saints. So if you look back at your sins and you think, oh my goodness, look at it the other way and say, praise God, not for your sins, but for the fact that you recognize, if I can sin that badly, I can be a saint to that same degree. That's what God wants. And the same is true for all those other people out there. If they've been baptized, everything is still there for them. And we simply need to continue to pray for their conversions. We need to pray because we don't want them being thrown out and trampled underfoot. Because remember, once you're baptized, you can never be unbaptized, even though there are some of these unfortunate people who have come up with a de-baptism ceremony or something. All that is demonic. You can't ever be unbaptized, which means even in heaven or in hell, it is going to be clear who was baptized. It is also going to be clear who was confirmed. And it will also be clear who was a priest, because those are the three sacraments that leave indelible marks. That'll be clear in eternity. And so for those who are baptized, we are held to a higher accountability. For those confirmed, it's even higher. For those ordained, it's even higher. That's why those are the people who would be in the lower places, because more was expected of us. So at this point, all we can do is try our best to be able to cooperate with God's grace, be able to strive for that holiness to which God is calling us. Don't worry about your past. It's a reality. It's true. You did whatever it is you did. You're not trying to deny it. But don't get stuck in it. Get caught up in Jesus, because he's calling you. And are you really going to sit there and look at the Lord himself when he's calling you and say, oh, no, I can't do that because look at my sins. Remember, if you've gone to confession and your sins have been forgiven, they're gone. He doesn't want to look at your sins. He already removed them from your soul. So why do you want to look at them? They're ugly, they're hideous, they're disgusting. Why do you want to keep looking at your sins? If they've been forgiven, they're gone. So trust in the Lord's mercy and move forward. Look at him, listen to him. He's the one that said he's going to draw us to himself, and that's exactly what he's doing. And we keep saying no because of a false humility. I'm not worthy. No, we're not. But you know what? You never ever will be by your own self. He is the one who makes you worthy. If he has called you, answer. Don't come up with excuses, because all you're doing then is cutting yourself off. He's calling you to union with himself. He's calling you to holiness. He's calling you to be the person that he created you to be. And if we haven't been the person we were created to be, let's not stay stuck in that. That's where the devil wants you. He wants you sitting around saying, oh, no, I can't, because I'm too rotten, I'm too worthless, I'm no good, I'm too big of a sinner. Right. Should Mary Magdalene have said that? Guess we have our feast tomorrow, don't we? So ask yourself, any of you done what she did? She was possessed by seven demons. Any of you been? Didn't think so. And she's a saint. Should she have said to Jesus, oh no, look at my sins, they're horrible. Yeah, they are. He forgave her, and she became a great saint. Look at the apostles. Peter denied the Lord. Thomas doubted. They all ran away. And they're great saints. So, can't God make you a great saint? Even with your sins? Absolutely. Because you are the salt. And the salt cannot lose its flavor, thanks be to God. As long as you're alive in this world, it's all still there. That's our hope for the others who have fallen away. That is, praise God, the grace that he's given to each one of us. So when that grace was there, we cooperated and we said yes and we turned back to him, all that salt is still there. All the flavor of the salt is still there. Everything the salt is supposed to do is still there. It flavors things, it preserves things, it brings out the best in things. That's what God wants from each one of us. So keep the focus on the Lord, who forgives our sins. who provides the grace. And quit looking at the sins. Quit looking at Satan. Why do you want to do that? Think about what you want to do for eternity. If we say we want to look at Jesus for the rest of eternity, then quit looking at Satan. He's a loser. He's hideous. He's ugly. He's disgusting. Why do we want to look that way when we have the beautiful one right in front of us? The one who is all in all. Tell the loser to get lost. Put the focus on Jesus. And know that he has chosen you. And thanks be to God, as St. Paul tells us, God's choice and his election do not change. So if you've fallen away at some point, thankfully he didn't change his mind, even if you changed yours. So don't judge yourself. I mean, don't define yourself by your past. Define yourself by who you are. You're a child of God, you are a member of Jesus Christ, and you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And that's what God wants you to know, and that's who he wants you to be.